And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
As a team, Log, I think we have serious trust issues, mainly centering around one person.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking at him right now. So over the course of the last couple of months...
Cheeky face.
Oh, this cheeky face, yeah. Isn't it? Last couple of months, he has told me that we're all going to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
You did. Well, dressed up.
I did. Yep. I was the only one in the entire building.
And I was away, so I missed out on that whole gag.
He still claims to this day that he never said anything about dressing up as a tradie at Geelong's Best Tradie when we...
No, I still say I don't. I disagree. I said you can. I never said that.
I remember clearly. So I dressed up as a chippy with had my nail bag on and everything like that. I was the only one. Yep, no, sure, going well. And then, there, of course, there was the time where I had the little pet name for one of the people who make our coffees in the morning down at Grounds of Society. Her name is Tori.
Yes.
Very, very clearly Tori. Yep. I didn't know it at the time. I would call her Juno because I thought she looked like...
Juno from the movie.
From the movie. You stitched me beautifully. Well played to my
one
friend.
Of my best. Yeah. One of my best
one
ever.
Of your best.
Came back saying that you'd mentioned that her name was Juno.
But
that
I'd let it slip.
Yep. Mm. And then I went in there the next morning. Super awkward. You'd also dropped to me when you came back that her name's actually Kate, when you get a chance. I went in there and said, I'm sorry about the Juno stuff. Hey, I now know your name's Kate. It's not Kate. It's actually Tori.
She had no idea what you were talking about. So
one
you just
giant
threw,
stitch
yeah,
up.
Threw yourself
what's
in there.
What's the Juno stuff about?
Yeah.
Awkward.
So there's stuff there.
Mm.
Yesterday, just in between, I think we were playing a song, just casual. I can ask, you know, we're a team. I can ask the dumb questions.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a safe place.
It is until you leave.
Yeah.
Well,
I asked Tom. Or both of you, but Tom was the one who answered. I said, hey, I've just wondered this since Queen Elizabeth II's passing.
Oh, yes.
You know QC is the lawyers,
yeah.
Queen's Counsel.
Yes, yeah, I remember you said.
Are they now KCs, as in King's Counsels?
Yeah.
Tommy straight away, yeah, it's changed.
Cool, no faltering, straight facts out of his head.
So I took that done. Yep, fantastic.
Yeah. And we moved on.
I moved on with the rest of the day. The reason why I'd asked was I'd had a previous conversation within the last week with a good friend of mine. We're just chatting about different things that have changed, the King's birthday weekend, everything like that. I was about to talk to him again about it being now King's Council.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just couldn't. I stopped myself. Because I don't know if he's messing with my head.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
He's in there now.
I don't know if it's a QC or a KC or what it is because... I don't trust a word that comes out of that mouth of yours.
Are QCs KCs now?
Well, so I did back myself a bit there. I'm pretty sure I heard that Queen's
they
Council.
Are.
Yeah.
They so, are. They're KC.
Yeah.
I had to Google it yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I spent the day going, nah, Tom's got me again. Mm. don't say it. Don't say it. And then I'm like, oh, but no, he answered so quickly. Yeah. Maybe it's the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I can say it. I can say it. No, I can't say it. Mm. No, because he's messing with
That's funny, man.
Get out of my head, man.
Yeah. It's funny because I know I felt it as I you said again. Yeah, I was like, yeah, they are KCs, and then sort of went on with what I was doing. And as I went on with what I was doing, I was like, am I remembering that correctly? I've definitely told him now, and I've been very confident with it. I've backed myself there. All right, well, I don't really care if it's right or wrong, but it's right.
The ease with which he answered it unsettled me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Same.
Sort of serial killer vibes about him, with just
I kind of feel like. I feel like I'm Dr. Phil in this situation, right? And what I can say is, Lingy, thank you for opening up. I can't do the accent.
No.
But Tom.
You've got the moustache, though.
I do have the moustache. You are a gaslighter.
Oh.
You've gaslit him into submission. And you know what? I think it's actually quite funny. So I say continue.
Thank you.
And I'm
broken.
There's nothing wrong with it in this
I'm
situation.
Completely broken.
Just one of my management styles.
Yeah.
Follow the link at my Instagram to find out how other ways of manipulating your staff to do what you want.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Christmas time, your last show of the year, Lingy. And we've been delivered a gift. Before we get to 8 o'clock news, I'd like to share it with you and Loggy and everybody. And it's come from another sort of part of the station.
Yes.
Another time of day, if you will.
Hey team, Tim and Jess here from the Drive Show on K-Rock 955. And it being Lingy's last day here for the year of 2022, Jess, we wanted to give Lingy a bit of a Christmas present.
Yeah, look, a little bit behind the scenes. Tim and I will often come into the studio and we find many, many coffee cups left over from the breakfast team.
So while you're sitting there, you've probably got your coffee in your hand right now, Lingy, Loggy, Tom, yes. yourself. What we've done is since Lingy started, the coffee intake and purchasing has increased tenfold. So we wanted to tell you how much it cost you, Tom, and Loggy, since Lingy started here, how much it's cost you financially to have a coffee with him every single day. And that's on a four-day work week with an RDO on a Friday.
Yes. Now, we did speak to Tom yesterday, Tim, and he said that even though Lingy is not in on Fridays, they still grab coffee. All so right. I've accounted for those coffees as well.
We know it costs exactly $15.70 for their coffees for the three of them every single day.
For each week since Lingy has started working with the team have spent $73.10 per week on coffee.
How many weeks has Cameron Ling worked here?
34 weeks since Lingy started coming here full time.
Perfect.
And I've only accounted for those full time weeks. So, that's from Monday to Thursday, plus your two extra coffees on a Friday, even when Cameron Ling's on his RDO, the team in total have spent $2,485.40 on coffee.
No.
It's actually not that
since
bad.
Since May 2nd.
Right. Worth break
it,
every
okay,
cent.
And we'll break it down even further. The accountants, Tim and Jess.
No.
Breaking that down, Tom and Log, it has cost you individually, each of you, to have Cameron Ling come in every morning with a coffee. It has cost you each $886.33.
It's lucky,
Merry Christmas.
It's lucky, Lingy, your contract's so small because it's fantastic. It costs to be your mate. So, you know, we'll see you in 2023, Lingy.
Tell you what, Lingy, if you come in tomorrow, coffees are on Tim and me.
No, I didn't want to know that.
All I can say to you two, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's totally worth it to be able to endure, just to put up with each other. I think it's worth it.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. For the final time in 2022, lyrical headlines. It is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarines' favourite Thursday base game. Where's Beck, though? She's at home. Where's the rest of our newsroom? Also at home. Mm. Everyone has COVID.
Yes.
It's ripped through our news team. So to the point where we've got Will in here and he is okay. But
and he's doing an amazing job.
Yeah, he can't hear you, mate. He's too busy working.
No, I know. He's stressed out, the poor darling.
That's right. And then this afternoon, we're actually going to, for the first time in years on K-Rock, we're going to have to take a national news bulletin because our local news team is just decimated, unfortunately.
Yes, and they work so hard. Yeah. Sorry, they work so hard. So even, you know, when they're at home and stuff, if they can do stuff off air, they're doing it. So we hope, we wish them well.
Yes, lots of love going in their direction.
That's
get better
right.
soon.
Get better soon.
Does that mean you're?
I am indeed. What could go wrong? I'll press the buttons and do the reading stuff. So this should be pretty smooth, guys.
We've got a chance to actually win this week, Lingy.
Yeah, Tom, you have been quite dominant. I will give you that. That's me versus you, Log.
Is there a theme this week, Tom?
There is, and it is Christmas themed.
Yeah.
Would you believe?
Yeah.
But they're songs from Christmas movies, so there are 2 points up for grabs for each one.
Oh, you got to name the movie.
Awesome.
Yes.
Name the song and the movie.
Okay.
We don't need an artist. We just need a song and a movie.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So for people who are hearing this for the first time, where have you been? But I'm going to read the lyrics to songs like I do, not in my day job, but the news guys do, as if they are news bulletins. You guys need to decipher the song and the movie. And, if you get one right, we'll give you a point. If you get it wrong, though, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics.
Yes.
Your names are your buzzers.
Lauren.
Tom.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. It's a bit of variety. That's nice. Yeah. A bit of spice. I think we're ready to play. Everyone right, ready to play. Question number one, lyrical headlines for the last time this year. Hi, it's Tom from the K-Rock newsroom with your latest update. You're a mean one. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus.
Loggy.
Log.
Phenomenal Mr. Grinch. And it's from The Grinch, but also from the back of Home Alone.
What?
The back
okay,
of
sure.
Home Alone.
Okay, sweet. No, just yeah. give us the one movie. So you're saying the Grinch. I'm saying it's
The Grinch and it's the Grinch song.
What? No, what's the name of the song? It's not the
you're
Grinch
the,
song.
You're the phenomenal, no, you're the abominable Mr. Grinch.
Damn Unfortunately it. Not. I'm going to give you 1 point. For getting the movie, which is The Grinch.
I won't get the song.
You won't get the song? Okay.
I haven't seen The Grinch.
You get no points. You haven't seen The Grinch?
No.
I haven't either.
Can I just... I don't want to go off on a tangent.
No, don't get bogged down.
Interject just for a second. Can we talk about Tom's news bulletin reading?
Yeah.
As though he's reading for a 1-300 number?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. We cannot talk about that.
Pay for that service.
Eh? It's called
0055.
You're a mean one, Mr.
You're
Grinch.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
He just isn't like people.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. And as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black beard.
I thought you'd seen every Jim Carrey movie ever.
Yeah,
so that's yeah. that really surprises me. All right, so that's 1 point to Log, yeah. no points to Lingy. We move on to question number two, lyrical headlines for the final time this year. Christmas themed, we need the movie and the name of the song. Good morning, it's Tom Lewis here with your local news update. I feel it in me fingers.
Loggy.
Lingy.
Yes.
All right.
Christmas is all around us. Mm-hmm. It's love is all around, but it's Christmas is all around, and it's from Love Actually.
Correct, Amundo.
Yes.
Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
Go on.
No, don't fight that.
All right. Well done. Okay, so 3 points to Log. So you get 2 for that one. 3 points to Log. No points to Lingy. Here we go. Let's go for question number 3. I don't know how this is going to play out,
guys. Let's just keep playing.
Yep, okay. Good morning. It's Tom Lewis with your local K-Rock news update. I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Loggy. It's Baby, It's Cold Outside, sung by Zooey Deschanel and Will Ferrell in Elf.
Yes.
I'm going to say that I can.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Well done, mate.
Well done, Log.
Thanks.
Very
I'm giving
well
you the
done
win for that because that's 5 points to nothing.
Five to nothing.
There.
Can we do the last one just because it's
absolutely
fun?
Absolutely not.
No,
we've been playing.
On.
No, we've been going for far too long.
Know,
Merry Christmas, everybody. Lyrical Headlines returns next year.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.